Vivre sa vie avec intention, c'est le message que voulait passer Robin Smith-Mendel le 21 septembre dernier lors de la visite guidée de ses terres. Le tour avait pour but d'en apprendre davantage aux intéressés sur les principes de la permaculture et sur les énergies alternatives. Alors que Madame Smith-Mendel et sa famille sont pratiquement autosuffisants avec leurs panneaux solaires, leur grande culture de légumes et leurs animaux, elle explique que son objectif principal a toujours été d'encourager ses enfants à passer du temps à l'extérieur, tout comme ses parents l'ont fait pour elle.
My dad's a farmer, my mom by trade is a social worker, but growing up she was our community librarian, and they just took a lot of time for us to be outside, and I know how that makes me feel. It makes me feel really, really good to be outside, and I say, like, nature is my medicine. And for kids, I think it's incredibly important because we can see how technology is really influencing the world in a positive way, but also in a negative way, which is really impacting children.
Alors que Robin a pris une pause de l'enseignement primaire pendant 11 ans pour faire l'école à la maison à ses propres enfants, elle assure avoir remarqué une différence en retournant au boulot. Pour Madame Smith-Mendel, la technologie a changé l'univers des jeunes de manière drastique, si bien qu'elle a voulu leur offrir une alternative.
I've taught in the elementary schools for a long time and I can see a big difference. When I taught before my boys were born, it was pre-tablet, pre-smart device. When I went back into the schools, I entered a totally different world. And I could see how what I did in my personal life could impact the kids if I could show them. And model that for them.
Celle qui offre maintenant régulièrement des tours guidés de ses terres aux écoles de la région remarque l'intérêt des enfants pour la culture de leur nourriture. Elle assure que cette curiosité est bénéfique pour un mode de vie plus sain.
The kids love it, and I think connecting them to nature and connecting them to their food source will just create a healthy life for them.
Selon elle, les jeunes n'ont jamais de problèmes comportementaux lorsqu'ils sont sur la ferme. Alors qu'ils sont stimulés et engagés, les commentaires sont toujours positifs.
The teachers love it, the parents love it, the kids love it. And one comment that's across the board, especially with children, is, wow, there were no behavior problems when we were out at the ranch, when we were outside. You know, there's so many things to do that, you know, that's just not an issue. The kids are super engaged. They have loads of questions. They love to taste things from the garden. And I just love that connection with the kids. I love seeing how excited kids get.
Ces tours guidés ne sont pas seulement bénéfiques pour les enfants, mais également pour les adultes souhaitant être plus conscients de leur empreinte écologique. Elle encourage tout le monde à faire ce qu'il peut, mais avise de ne pas essayer de tout faire. Selon Madame Smith-Mendel, chaque petit geste est important.
And that's where I say, like, don't overwhelm yourself. Just, you know, Lois Hull said it, you know, take a gamble on a pack of seeds, because what's the worst thing that will happen? You spent $3 or $4 on a pack of seeds and it didn't grow. Oh well, but if it grows, you will be inspired to grow more and more of your own food. And so I do, I just say to people, do what you can.
Elle souhaite inculquer la notion de vivre sa vie avec intention au plus de gens possible. Selon elle, nos gestes doivent être réfléchis.
So living life with intention. You know, we don't just drive to town for like a jug of milk or, you know, one or two things. We like plan how, you know, how we're going to maximize that trip just to reduce my overall footprint too, like, you know, fuel consumption, that kind of thing. So we live very intentionally.
Elle précise quand même que de ne pas tout faire reste important. Un équilibre est ce qu'elle recherche réellement.
We still travel around the world. You know, we took our family to Brazil. You know, this is, you know, has a big footprint. But my husband works in the oil and gas industry, so that has a big footprint. But I see the impact he can have in that environment. And then just what we do at home, I think it's about bringing balance and doing what you can again, right? We can't do it all. We can't do everything, but we can do something.
Elle cherche ultimement à inspirer ses visiteurs à vivre leur vie avec intention, créant ainsi un mouvement de groupe.
I just really hope people are inspired to do whatever it is that they can do to connect to nature, to connect to their food system, to live life with intention. And I think that if each person leaves here and does one thing, that's a success.
En terminant, elle insiste pour que les gouvernements participent à ce mouvement. Alors que chaque geste compte, elle assure que les individuels peuvent en faire beaucoup moins que les grands dirigeants.
For me, I think it's like comes from the bottom in our individual choices, but it also has to come from the top, like government programs and incentives and decisions. So I think it has to go both ways. Some people get bogged down in thinking that they have to change the world. I remember thinking that at times in my life, that I have to do it all. And you simply can't do it all, but you can do what you can.
Camille Dany, Boreal FM, pour l'initiative de journalisme local.